This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now in Japan, where he will meet the new prime minister for the first time. She's the country's first woman prime minister. Plans are for the two leaders to discuss trade. Later this week, trade talks with China will be held as President Trump's tour of Asian countries continues. Hurricane Melissa has grown to a powerful Category 5 storm as it approaches Jamaica. ABC's Anka Jachi is in Kingston and has been talking to tourists.
How am I going to get home?
With all major airports now closed on the island, many tourists suddenly finding themselves stuck, caught in the path.
They are blocked out flights all week.
We spoke with Donnelly Gordon, an American visiting from Atlanta, who has been desperate to get off the island since Friday.
Officials say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall in Jamaica. Government shutdown continues. Now the Agriculture Department is warning that the nation's supplemental food program will not be funded past this weekend. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. The nonprofit Wisconsin Veterans Network says the situation for homeless veterans in the state has improved slightly but is nowhere near eliminated. Groups serving those veterans are seeing an increased number of cases, and the cases are more complex than in the past. State lawmakers proposed legislation that would take away the Ag Department's ability to raise fees on animal markets, dealers, and truckers. Farmer and State Representative Travis Tranel says the state Supreme Court recently took away the legislature's power to oversee agency rules. And a La Nina climate pattern could mean a return to what feels like a normal Wisconsin winter this year. UW-Madison professor Jonathan Martin says because we've had such mild winters in recent years, that even a mild La Nina might even seem like a more severe stretch of winter weather. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. But just a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Your hometown station.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of day with Powerline Coffee. Hall notes on Max FM.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle, the candle feeds a flame. Yeah, yeah, what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams to scatter. And you pull them all together, and I can't explain. Oh yeah, well, well, you make a man dream come true.
something you love.
And you'll never work a day in your life.
Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
Wise men say, only fools rush in. And I ain't here falling in love with you.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Killian and Emily. It is 8:09 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Let's take a look at this beautiful weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 59. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36. On Tuesday, afternoon shower chances, mostly cloudy with a high of 58. Tuesday night, shower chances continue, mostly cloudy with a low of 39. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 54. Looking ahead to Halloween Friday, partly sunny with a high of 52 degrees. No rain in the forecast. We're looking at highs near 50 and lows in the 30s for the rest of the weekend. Currently 35 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We are going to take a look at our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society, Aspen and Claudia. To make an appointment to meet them, you can call the Humane Society at 608-356-2520. You can also go to their website, sockhumane.org. Emily, please tell us about our cat of the week.
Sure, this little cat, this picture is amazing.
The cat of the week, Claudia, is just a little six-month-old black and orange tortoiseshell beauty with the sweetest little face. She came to us after her owner could no longer afford to keep her, and she's now looking for a fresh start in a loving home. Claudia can be a bit shy when you first meet her, but once she feels comfortable, her gentle personality shines through. She loves quietly exploring her surroundings and batting around her toys and then curling up for some cozy lap time when she's done playing. When she leans into you and starts to purr, it's pure magic. Claudia is the perfect mix of playful and cuddly and will make a wonderful companion for someone with a little patience and a big heart. She's spayed and up to date on her vaccinations. And boy, yeah, she is perfect for Halloween. I mean, if you're doing gifts on Halloween, if you're thinking at all about a pet, I mean, she just fits the bill. She literally is like tortoise shell color, black and orange, and just gorgeous looking. They've got this cute little picture of her with, she's surrounded by some kind of fun little black playful thing. Like she just, yeah, the whole thing is beautiful. Please consider her. She's lovely.
Yeah, she's a very beautiful kitten. Again, she's 4 months old. Again, you go to sockumane.org for information about both of our pets of the week. Killian, please talk about our dog of the week.
The dog of the week is Aspen, a 4.5-year-old beauty who has completely stolen our hearts. Weighing in around 40 pounds, she's that just right size, big enough for outdoor adventures, yet small enough to curl up comfortably by your side. Aspen came to us as a stray, but she quickly showed everyone what a loving, well-mannered girl she is. She's kennel trained, enjoys car rides, and gets along wonderfully with people, kids, and other dogs. She even does well with most cats, and with slow instruction or introductions, could happily share her home with a feline friend. Aspen's gorgeous blue eyes and husky-like markings make her stand out, but it's her personality that truly shines. She's calm, kind, and affectionate with a gentle spirit that makes everyone feel at ease. Whether she's quietly resting by your side or greeting you with her sweet smile, Aspen is pure love through and through. She is spayed and up to date on her vaccinations.
And she's an absolutely beautiful, looks like a husky mix. She's got these eyes just looking right at you going, all right, what are we doing next? Ears all perked up again. You can go to sockhumane.org to view all the adoptable animals. Cat and dog adoptions include the spay or neuter surgery, a microchip, and current vaccinations. You can also go to the Sauk County Humane Society's Facebook page for a full list of donated items that they need, such as peanut butter to fill those Kongs, dog food, cat food, bleach, soap. This time of year is when they need to do extra work inside because those dogs do spend a little bit more time inside, so please consider a donation, and you can go to sockhumane.org and fill out a pre-adoption application as well before going to look at these pets. I mean, Emily, these are just two amazing-looking pets today.
Yeah, they're absolutely beautiful. We've always spoke about the photographer over at Sauk County Humane Society as well as the people who are writing these blurbs about these animals. It's quite lovely, and these photos of these animals, I mean, I don't know if they like specifically chose them for the Halloween or autumnal kind of feeling, but they've both got this kind of feel to them that is just perfect for fall. So as we always say, you know, there's lots of ways to get involved with Sauk County Humane. You can volunteer, you can donate monetary items, you can donate, you know, through the wish list, which kind of Dave was rattling off a couple of those items that are always kind of out there that they're looking for, and or, you know, best thing is you can go there and, you know, go in and physically have a meet and greet with some of these beautiful animals. Like we were saying, this kitty is only 4 months old, poor little thing. She had a chance at a home and for whatever reason it didn't work out, so she's just a baby and definitely needs to have a family to show her some love and some affection. So please consider them both and any of the animals at Sauk County Humane because they need you.
They definitely do need us and our support as well. Sockhumane.org for more information. Emily, you'll be back with us in about 6 minutes for calendar days.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Baraboo and Bon Jovi on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. It's time for Doggy Howl-a-ween at Pat Liston Dog Park. This will be happening on Thursday, October 30th. Bring your dog to the park from 5 until 8 p.m. for a full doggy bag of treats. This event is made possible by the Friends of Baraboo Parks Dog Park Subcommittee. Your doggy deserves to go trick-or-treating as well. Again, this very fun event will be happening on Thursday, October 30th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Pat Liston Dog Park. And of course, trick-or-treating will take place the next day on Friday the 31st for many of the area communities. It'll be from 4 until 7 p.m. In addition, there will be a number of trunk-or-treat events happening around the area as well. Be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce and city websites for more details on both of those events. The Portage United Methodist Church will be hosting its Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 1st from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Lunch will be served from 10 a.m. until 1 and includes homemade soup, sandwiches, and pie. They have a number of booths to check out, including crafts, soups to go, candy, baked goods, fruit cake, Norwegian goodies, attic treasures, and an opportunity to bid on silent auction baskets. This again will be happening on November 1st from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Portage United Methodist Church. And you can get your tickets now for the Baraboo Theater Guild presenting The Prince of Egypt, the musical. This will be happening November 6th through the 9th and November 13th through the 16th at the Al Ringling Theater. Adults are $19, students and seniors $17, and kids 10 and under will get in for $12. You can find show times, ticket information, and all the details by visiting alringling.org. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. It is Monday, October 27th, and we're going to take a look at calendar days. Killian, what do you see on our calendar days today?
National Black Cat Day. Pretty sure that was in the opener.
It was in the opener, and it seems so appropriate as we were talking about a cat this morning from the Humane Society that had a little bit of black in him as well.
Yep, and, well, Halloween coming around, too, black cat.
Yeah, and all the superstition that goes with black cats, kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Emily, what do you see on our calendar days for Monday, October 27th?
Cranky Coworkers Day? Maybe that's just because it's Monday? I don't know. Or it's just a day that we get to really focus on the ones that are cranky in our lives. I don't know. You know, I don't really have too many cranky coworkers. I feel like most of the people I interact with, you know, within all the hats that I wear are pretty happy-go-lucky and enjoy their lives and their jobs. So they aren't too cranky. You know, sometimes in real estate, you're going to deal with some cranky people because it's a very emotional and heavy, you know, situation that you're dealing with in terms of buying and selling your home. So sometimes people can be a little cranky, but usually at the end of the day, and people end up being happy. And part of the job is to manage all of that and make sure people are feeling okay about things. So anyways, I don't know. I feel like, sure, celebrate it. If you've got a cranky coworker, maybe go up to them and tell them it's cranky coworker. See what kind of cranky reaction you might get from that. I don't know.
Yeah, you might. I mean, and luckily I don't have any cranky coworkers here either. I'm very fortunate to be able to work with people that are always fun to work with. I mean, and there's only even, I think, one person I can think of that sometimes cranky, but I'm not mentioning names. But no one from the morning show, to say the least. And no. We have so much fun doing this. Why would we be cranky? It could be because we maybe are celebrating that's National American Beer Day. And it's a day that beer drinkers rejoice in the nation every year. Americans love a good pint of Guinness, a chilled Heineken, or a bubbly Corona, or maybe some other sort of microbrew as well. They'll set aside those imports for National American Beer Day to celebrate distinctly domestic lagers and ales brewed across the country and the state. I mean, I know a brewmaster, and I know that's very hard work, and I know he's got some pretty creative ideas. He came up with a peanut butter porter, and let me tell you, one of the tastiest beers I've ever had, and have never been able to find one quite like it again. And I do remember making a deal with a certain somebody. I'm not going to mention his name, and he was supposed to talk to him about maybe making some peanut butter porter, but I'm not going to mention his name today. So, but yes, that is a good day to celebrate. Of course, if you're of age, I want to mention that, as we have Killian in studio. And the other one I want to quickly mention, this one was important to me. It is National Mentoring Day. It's the time to think about people that we mentor in our days and our jobs and have that opportunity to mentor somebody. And it is a focus to remind us on how rewarding mentoring can be for everyone involved, from the person being mentored to the person doing the mentoring. And we have that very fortunate situation today, right, Killian?
Right.
And you love doing what you do, right?
Absolutely.
And you learn something every single day.
I'd say so.
And so that's what it's all about. And I know Emily gets to mentor people in her daily life as well. It's kind of a cool thing.
Absolutely. Yep. It's a great thing because I think throughout our lives, even without realizing it, or if it's not an actual, you know, specifically set up relationship, you are being mentored throughout your life by people who have been doing what you are trying to learn how to do for a little bit longer in a different way. And they can show you, you know, tips and tricks. And also, you know, our parents and all the people and through our lives, elders, if you will, have mentored us to just kind of, it's called being raised, right? And like, so there's, you know, it's just a good day to kind of think about the people who have affected you in your life that helped you grow up and know the things that you do right now and, you know, learn the skills that you have right now and just kind of been helpful in your life. Cause it does, you know, it is a specific relationship that can be set up in a professional way. It also can just be, you might have mentors in your life that you didn't realize you have. So just kind of give that some thought today and maybe shoot those people a call or a text and say thanks.
Most certainly. And we appreciate them every single day. Emily, thank you so much for being with us. You'll be back tomorrow morning at 7:10 for Tuesday Shenanigans.
Tuesday shenanigans. Love it. All right, everybody. Have a great Monday.
Have a great Monday. And Killian's going to stick around. We're going to have Hang with Havel, Dave, and Killian right at 8:35 this morning. We're going to break down that Packer game. More Music Mornings with Dave, Killian, and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Last Friday was the first week of high school football playoffs in Wisconsin. Some notable matchups were Reedsburg beat Waterford 49-24, Edgewood beat Rhinelander 35-7, Onalaska beat Menominee 34-31, La Crosse Logan beat Wisconsin Lutheran 42-19, and Pewaukee upset Sauk Prairie 31-10. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Packers defeat the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers came back in the second half to win 35-25 over the Steelers. Wide receiver Christian Watson had four catches for 85 yards in his first game back after suffering a torn ACL in January. The defense sacked Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers three times. Micah Parsons.
Guys made plays when we had to make plays, which was huge, and we need that. We need that every week. It's great to have Christian back, honestly, and just everyone else just coming in. Like, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of the guys. Everyone who felt like they was having a bad game, like, we just rallied around each other.
NBA, the Bucks suffered their first loss of the season, 118-113 in Cleveland to the Cavaliers.
You know, it's so funny. We shoot the ball so well. I just thought we missed shots we made. And then the fouls, I thought, were the difference in the game.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. Let's just say a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Killian and Emily. It is 8:34 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Go over and try the turtle latte out. Tell them we sent you over to try that out. It is absolutely delicious, hot or cold. Speaking of hot or cold, let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Sunny with a high of 59. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 36. On Tuesday, we have a chance of afternoon showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 58. Tuesday night shower chances continue, mostly cloudy, a low of 39. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 54. I know everyone wants to know about Friday, Halloween, trick-or-treating. It will be mostly cloudy on Friday, a high of 52 degrees and a low in the 30s. So beautiful day to go trick-or-treating, and it is, you know, great October weather, Killian, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, it's great weather right now.
And, you know, it's not going to be too hot, not going to be too cold. Now, are you going to go trick-or-treating this year, Killian?
For sure.
I figured you were. I just thought I'd better check after that wonderful weather forecast. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful for Friday night. And speaking of beautiful, we have beautiful weather for football. It is time for Hanging with Havel, David, and Killian right here on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-and-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Chris Havel joins us every Monday and Friday at 8:35 during the Packers season to discuss the green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native and former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. An award-winning writer, Chris is a host of Sportsline on Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 107.5 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. Happy Monday. How are you doing with this Victory Monday morning?
David and Killian, it is great to be with you guys. Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I got to say, Packers 35-25, 10-point win. We like that. The only team in the NFC with fewer than two losses. So I like that. And right now, the Colts have been amazing at 7-1, but irrespective of them, the Packers in the NFC right now just in a really, really good place. And by the way, I want to mention they defended the NFC's honor. The AFC was 6-0. over the weekend going into last night's game, and the Packers got it done for the NFC in a big way. So here we go.
Yes, they did. It was an interesting game, to say the least. I mean, Jordan Love had a terrific game. He completed 20 straight passes at one point to tie Brett Favre for the Packers' record in the game. He also hooked up with Tucker Kraft and Christian Watson in a big way. What are your thoughts about that? And we should also touch on McManus missing a couple of field goals, too, because that was not a great start for the Packers from that side of things.
It's crazy because Matt LaFleur said tale of two halves, and I know Killian asked last Friday about, you know, how do you get it going in the first half a little sooner, and I said, boy, if I had the answers to all that, and apparently Matt LaFleur didn't have the answers either because the first half was a little rough, but Jordan Love, from that pass to Tucker Kraft, the 59-yarder that he floated to the corner and had no idea where the ball was going to end up, that big catch and run just kind of set the tone for the game, and that was part of Love's 20 straight completions, which is mind-boggling. I mean, it's almost impossible to do that at practice. And I have to say, guys, isn't this how it's supposed to look? Isn't this what we thought that offense would be? I know Emmanuel Wilson, 11 for 61, 5.5 a carry. Really big night for him on a night when Jacobs was great around the goal line but couldn't get much else done. But, right? I mean, this is what it's supposed to look like.
It is. Now, the one thing that wasn't what it was supposed to look like, I want to touch on real quickly, field conditions. Did you guys see what that field looked like last night? What do you think,
Jimmy? Please replace your divots.
Right. It looked like, yes.
I mean, it was a golf course that was all pockmarked. It was sad.
What'd you think, Killian? You were watching it too, and you and I are both golfers. What do you think about the way that field looked last night?
Well, you talk about Brandon McManus missing those two field goals. I would be pretty concerned too to plant my foot and kick a ball with all my might on that field position. I don't want to injure myself again.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was a little unsure of his footing for that first one, and that field just did not look good. I mean, it was like we mentioned before, we wouldn't have the Badgers playing at Lambeau the day before and going on that field.
You know, it's crazy because we had Christopher Carter, a really good writer from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, on last week. And I asked him about the field because we saw Chris Boswell fall on his keister and miss a kick in the past game and all of that. And he said, well, Pitt plays on Saturday there, but no worries. They've got this thing resodded and fixed, and it's good to go. And then I was laughing because NFL on the broadcast, they were promoting, yeah, there's going to be five Pittsburgh high school playoff games played right here. And I thought, yeah, it looks like it, you know, yeah, when they do that after the Pitt game yesterday. Yeah. I mean, so anyway, I guess, the only thing I can think worse, maybe it's like the Chicago Bears, it's owned by the city and, you know, they got other worries and things, you know, I don't know. It was awful, but nobody got injured that I'm aware of anyway. So, I mean, it just takes catching one cleat in a divot like that and it could be your season. So, yeah, we're able to overcome that anyway.
For sure. Malafleur called the game a tale of two halves, with the Packers trailing 16-7 at halftime before outscoring the Steelers 28-9 in the second half. The Packers have been slow starters lately, so what was the difference between the first half and the second half last night?
You know, I got to say, part of it, getting that run game going with Emmanuel Wilson, I thought that was a real tone setter. And then the fact that the defense, complimentary football, three and outs in the second half, and including one right out of the gate, which was important to set the tone because then the Packers went on that 90-yard touchdown drive, followed it up with the 67-yarder back-to-back. And I think just a sense of urgency. Whatever they're talking about at halftime, could they do it 30 minutes earlier?
I was wondering the same thing. It was like they got a fire lit under them at halftime. I mean, that was what it seemed like to me was, okay, you guys got to get your stuff together. Granted, McManus missing two field goals did not help the Packers with momentum, you know, going into that half. I mean, but it should have been 16-13, you know. And right. So I think that's part of it. And just, you know, we can talk penalties all day long. I'm just going to leave that one alone. But
yeah, you know, they were better on that front, 5 for 47 for the game. So I guess overall, but I think something that we saw last night was really Jordan Love, knowing that his defense has got this thing under control, just settling in and really sheer force of will. And how that manifests itself, I don't know, guys. I could be all crazy on that. But it just seemed like he was going to refuse to lose. And he played that way. First half, 13-18 for 146 yards and a touchdown. You say, well, that's a good first half. No problem there. Almost on pace to throw for 300. In the second half, Jordan Love was 16-19 for 214 yards and two touchdowns. And he didn't come close to throwing an interception. And, I mean, they were 3 for 5 in the red zone, 60% touchdowns, which is pretty good. The bigger thing, they got there 5 times. The Steelers only got there once the entire night. So, you know, even when the Packers had either settled for field goals or missed field goals, when they did get in the red zone, they meant business. And Jordan Love, I don't know what you guys think, but it just seemed like he just said, I'm going to take over this game. And damn, if he didn't play that way.
Well, he did. And one of the biggest game plays came when Love completed that 59-yard catch and run to Tucker Kraft on a pass he threw just as he was getting drilled by that defender. Love said he didn't know where that football ended up, and he hoped nothing bad happened. Then 59 yards later, the Packers were poised to score that touchdown. It was that kind of night for Love and Tucker Kraft. I mean, Tucker Kraft catches that ball and just kept pushing through.
He is incredible. What a way to cap National Tight Ends Day.
Right?
It should be National Tight Ends Day / night after that performance. He had 143 yards receiving. 131 of those 143 were after the catch. So it's like bowling guys over, dominating 7 catches and 9 targets, and just having that trust in the quarterback and the tight end. Love caught Kraft out of the corner of his eye, heading to the corner, and that's just where he laid it up. And then Kraft just doing all the rest. But, I mean, it was just a barrage from that guy. And he is one of the top tight ends in the NFL, without question. And when you've got that going, And I don't think, guys, it was a coincidence that Christian Watson returned on the night that Tucker Kraft had the middle of the field and pretty much darn near everywhere else he wanted wide open, because Christian Watson, I was a little worried when it came to the end of the 21-day window and they finally activated him. But, guys, he looked pretty good last night, too. Wow.
He did. I mean, it was an amazing game for Kraft. I mean, now, we did have some interesting defense, right, Killian?
Yeah. I mean, the Packers defense forced its first fumble and recovered
Yay!
It.
Let's go. Woo, party time.
They also posted 3-3 and outs against Rodgers and the Steelers offense after halftime. Rashawn Gary finished with 2 sacks. Michael Parsons had a sack and was constantly disruptive. He was just in that backfield constantly.
Man, yeah. Amazing.
And then there's the Packers run defense, among the NFL's best. So what are your thoughts on that, Chris?
You know, that run defense, we just can't take it for granted. They came in averaging less than 100 yards allowed in a game. And, I don't know, 93, 96, whatever it was inconsequential for the Steelers. They pretty much had to throw. And it's that double dose of stifling the run a little bit and then hoping that your offense can get a lead so you can cut loose what you're talking, Killian, Parsons and Gary. I mean, 3 sacks for those two guys. And Kingsley Enagbare, who I do not want to overlook, had an outstanding game. You talk about run defense setting an edge against the run as an outside backer. Defensive end, whatever you want to call it, how they play it. That was critical, too. And you just see him suffocate the other offense because Aaron Rodgers wanted to get it out of his hands quick and all of that stuff, and did. Had a couple of nice plays, DK Metcalf and the touchdown. I mean, Rodgers was in form, over 100 passer rating. But it just keeps, and you know, the walls come tumbling down, kind of like John Cougar Mellencamp, you know, where now I'm down by 10, and I've got to take 5- and 7-step drops and try to extend plays with my 41-year-old legs against, oh, who? Parsons and Gary. Yeah, and I thought it was really, really, really a great moment. Micah Parsons gets a game ball, and it's not as if Micah Parsons doesn't ever get a game ball. He turned and he gave it to Rashawn Gary. And then gave a little speech about how Rashawn Gary was the best player on defense tonight. He was the best player on the field on defense. And after the game, when the media talked with Gary about it, man, he was emotional and how much that meant and touched him, that a guy accomplished as Micah Parsons would take note of that. And that just builds team chemistry. It fosters harmony and work together and all of those things that leaders do. And that's what a leader does, what Micah Parsons did, taking that football and saying, hey, here, Rashawn, this is yours.
And that was definitely the right thing to do because it was definitely a team effort to have that happen. It wasn't all Micah Parsons last night. And you could see Favre was not comfortable with the Packers defense. You could see he was very...
Or even Rodgers.
Or Rodgers, I mean. Sorry, yes, Rodgers.
Both of them. I think Favre was a little jumpy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have to play Parsons.
Yeah. Could you imagine, what Favre would be thinking back in the day if he was playing Parsons? But Rodgers just did not look comfortable when he saw those guys coming for him. And they were double-teaming Parsons throughout the night last night as well. And so that gave Gary a little bit more opportunities to get over there. And it just, I liked watching our defense last night. Now,
well, the other thing I thought, just real quickly, Javon Bullard's speed sideline to sideline and his tackling, in addition to Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper, guys. I mean, first I would just hug Quay Walker for not retaliating with DK Metcalf because that was a huge penalty he drew. And Walker's learning, the kid's learning. When he was 22 years old, 2 ejections. You know?
Yeah.
And we have come a long way from the Quay Walker being dumb and getting ejected, too emotional, too high strung to that. I thought that was just wonderful. And, you know, and we sometimes joke in sports, macho, mental health and that, but Quay Walker talked about going, they have a team psychologist who is open to the players and they come in there anytime, schedule an appointment and sit down and just chat about life. And Walker really worked through, and he was public about it, some issues, anger issues maybe, and just not responding, inappropriate responses to things. It works. I mean, there's some of the proof. And then Edgerrin Cooper is just a beast. You know, we were kind of wondering where he's been.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I mean, the guy can fly. Passes defended. We worried about could they defend the tight ends. I think we got the answer.
We definitely didn't. I was glad to see the Packers not react to those plays last night because the penalties went the other way last night in that case, and both times that was great to see. And so it does show you that this has helped them grow and mature. Again, playing.
Quay's balling up his fist. Look, oh no. Look, he's relaxing.
He's relaxing. He's walking away. So okay, it was so good to see. And it's always the second guy that gets caught, as we all know in sports.
Right.
And so these guys did better with that last night. So I was happy to see that not reacting to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was emotional. Now, the Packers are the only team in the NFC with fewer than two losses at this point. Love the offense are cooking, and the defense has been really good all season. I mean, the Packers kept them into field goals in that first half overall last night as well, so it could have been a lot worse. So how good are the Packers?
Boy, Killian, I'm curious, what do you think? How good is this team? I mean, because people, when they got Parsons, they thought outside Super Bowl expectations, I think, most prevailing, and then they get Parsons, you think, boy, here we go. And now you've got the Carolina Panthers back at Lambeau Field next week.
I think, I would say they're definitely a top three team in the NFL right now. I would go, the Colts are one for sure. I mean, you can't really say anything right now. They should have beaten the Rams. They really should be undefeated.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I mean, as surprising as it is, it's fact.
It is a fact. I mean, there's no two ways about it. They should be undefeated. I mean, there's with the Browns game, I think that, you know, the Packers are good, though. I mean, watching them get going in the second half was the key last night. What do you think, Chris? How good are the Packers?
Well, I haven't seen a half of football better from any team in the entire NFL than the Packers' second half last night. You got to have two halves, of course. But, I mean, maybe the Chiefs and Mahomes, when they got really cooking the other night, and who the heck were they playing? A pretty good team, and they carved them up. But I think the Packers right now are as good as anyone. You know, it's how much you keep improving, and they've shown that. I would have never thought holding Josh Jacobs under yards from scrimmage, I don't know, 88 was a prop bet or whatever coming in, way under that. But then Emmanuel Wilson picks up the load, and like I said, he runs like his hair's on fire. I mean, how good are they? Top three for sure. I agree with Killian. I mean, right now I think sky's the limit because I don't feel like they're full of themselves. And there are little things going on too, little subtleties like Xavier McKinney playing him, creeping him a little more closer to the line. You know, and it was reflected in the number of tackles he had. He had a bunch of tackles, but it's also reflective in teams having to get rid of the ball quicker. And it's not going to be long, I don't think, before you're going to be able to feel like a pick six is coming Xavier McKinney's way. Because he's been the one quiet part of all this, and Halfley keeps praising him, though, how important he is, so I'll take his word for it. But right now, I mean, man, they may not have the right kicker active for the game, though. Bringing it full circle, David, back to McManus, because I sensed a little grudge on there from you, bud.
There is. I'll be honest with you. I don't think McManus was ready to go. I'll be brutally honest. Killian and I were talking about that before we came on. I'm concerned about our kicking situation and going into next week against the Panthers. I still am concerned about that. That 34-yard attempt he should have made. I mean, the point after attempt, he almost didn't get that through. If you watch that closely, too.
You know, your opinion, I'm curious, because the field, I think, was part of it, Killian. You're right. But it seemed to me, and what the heck do I know about kicking, you know?
If
I
was,
I mean, you see in my golf swing, which they compare to kicking, I know even less. So, but it seemed to me he was ginger.
Yes.
Didn't it seem a little bit just kind of gingerly on it? I mean, maybe I'm dreaming it and imagining it, because if I didn't know the injury, I wouldn't say that, but
I thought he was playing gingerly, and I think that it just did not look like he was ready. Killian, what do you think? You were watching it, too, besides the footing?
It just looked odd. Chris, do you think Lucas Haversick makes both those field goals?
Until he misses, I can't say he doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he's been just money for the Packers.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that he wouldn't go out there and make those. I mean, yeah, the field is terrible, but I don't know. Maybe Brandon McManus just wasn't ready.
Maybe he's feeling a little heat from the young guy.
Yeah,
and that competition's a good thing, too. You know, I'm hurting a little bit. I popped off. Talking about medical thesauruses and stuff I really shouldn't and whatever. They have a good relationship. They joke around here before. But point is, though, when there's a guy that's banging a franchise record 61-yarder and then you're up for the next game,
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you miss kicks when you're looking over one shoulder pad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. So,
wouldn't you think someone else would snatch that guy up? I haven't looked at the kicking situation. Thank God we haven't had to around the league.
Right.
But, you know.
I think we better hold on to him. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Let's see where things are at on Friday when we get back together. Chris will be back.
Oh, man.
And I'll be back on Friday. Killian's going to be has some other obligations on Friday, so unfortunately he won't be able to join us. Maybe he'll be listening to us. We'll see. You can always email me, Killian, your thoughts as well, or text me as we're talking.
Yeah, for sure. Education's important too, I guess, you know.
I've got a lot of thoughts, so yeah, I'll email you.
Yeah, email us your thoughts,
yeah.
Because he's going to be doing a college tour on Friday, so that's important because we want him to be here down the road doing this stuff. So
hey, wherever you can get the greatest name, image, and likeness deal, Killian. I'll just give you a heads up. I don't know what your folks think and all that, but yeah, if somebody wants to get you signed up for a $1 million ad deal, go for it.
Yeah, there you go. So, well, thank you.
But
so
don't forget your radio friends.
Yes, don't forget about us, lowly radio friends. So, Chris, you're going to be back with me Friday. We're going to preview that Panthers game. That's a noon game on Sunday. So.
Looking forward to it, fellas.
Looking forward to it. As always, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
Same to you guys. Be good.
Hanging with Havel, David, and Killian is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-and-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy McAsee, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM. Well, I've been waiting here so long, but thinking nothing could go wrong.
listen to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope.